with nightly rentals. And the plan for multiple nightly rentals would change our whole neighborhood dynamics. So just please ask yourself, would you want several nightly rentals right beside your house? Just think about us. And what we're asking is that you protect us, our zoning rights, and you also protect the property value that we're afraid that will be deflated if we pass this. So thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else in this section? Don't want to miss anyone. Over here. I believe we've got it. You want to come back up and address any of their concerns there, sir?
Just a couple of quick clarifications. The little slow sign that was put up by my wife, not the people that were there. The denial that we previously received at the county that Ken quoted from was based on, there's been several things that have changed since then. When we first started this, we were all under the assumption that the bed and breakfast there wasn't a grandfathered use. As it turns out, it was a fully permitted use. And it's not a bed and breakfast. It's a multifamily nightly rental. Because as a bed and breakfast, and I know you asked that question to me a couple of times, but I apologize. I didn't realize that that was a defined term. It was just always referred to as a bed and breakfast, and we kept going with it. But it is, hasn't been operated as a bed and breakfast for some time. It's a multifamily nightly rental. So you have that, and so they were operating under that assumption that there were no nightly rental comparables. So when you say we're bringing nightly rentals, they're already there. We're just trying to make the best out of trying to improve a situation that's not the greatest. Any other questions for me? Thank you.
Do we have enough information to be ready for a motion one way or the other on this?
So your motion would be to recommend approval of application 2322 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Michael Dortch for the parcels located at parcel number 06-8.0-34-000-000-006 to include .000, .003, .004, .005, .006, .013, and .022 to be rezoned from A1 and R1 zoning districts to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission.
Do I have a motion, or do we need some discussion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion has been made by George.
George.
You making a motion for?
Make a motion to approve it.
I hear you.
Which is what we have to do.
I second that.
We've got a second on that. Do we have any discussion after the motion? Are you ready for a vote? All those in favor, say aye and signify by raising the right hand. All those opposed, same sign. Motion failed. That's the end of that on that project.
Mr. Chairman, if you want to appeal, commission meeting?
Yeah.
The county commission meeting is?
Yeah, 27th.
Okay, same time.
9 o'clock.
Same spot.
You all got that? He's making me do it every time, isn't he? I don't know about him.
I'm picking on you.
No, you're not. We're good. We'll give it a moment here.
I got Dixie lost behind the door.
I believe the room has cleared. We've room to move on. We're down to something beside a rezone.
Yep, we got a couple of conditional use permits. Your first one is conditional use permit number 2318. So TK Braden LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental for two future tree houses to be located on Lot 3, Arizona Drive, Branson. The property is currently zoned RR1. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, property is 4 acres in size, is Lot 3 in the Emery Creek Development Subdivision, with no structures located on the property. The property would be served by a shared well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So turning our attention to the screen, again, this is your standard staff recommendations for nightly rental. Being there going to be new cabins, the wastewater would be permitted accordingly through Taney County Environmental Services, so I don't have that added requirement. So this is just north of the F Highway 65 interchange. Take the east outer road going north. Turn right on Arizona Drive. I've got the parcel highlighted. So we've got, yeah, of course, yellow is R1, the blue is RR1, this is NR3, an active bed and breakfast, and then the surrounding property is A1.
Todd, you want to come on up and kind of tell us what you want?
So I'm Todd Braden. I live at 199 Arizona. And what I'm proposing to do is build two 600-square-foot tree houses for nightly rentals. And they would either be studios or one bedroom, one bath. The tree houses would be built just on the north side of Emery Creek. That's a real steep hillside coming up out of Emery Creek there. So if you it's probably about halfway down the slope, approximately. And because they are on a steep hillside, they're really not going to be visible to any of the surrounding structures, at least in September. With the leaves on, I can't see any structures standing on either one of the proposed building sites. I suppose it's possible with the leaves off that you may see lights at night, but I wouldn't bet on that. It's pretty wooded, heavily wooded, so I don't know that you'd be able to see them. But for sure, with the leaves on, you can't see any other structures. Our target market is going to be a couple's getaway. With 600 square feet, we're going to be limited to 3 occupants. So it's primarily, I think, going to be couples or maybe a small family. We would expect 1 car per unit. And the cars that do come up would pass the bed and breakfast and 2 houses on the opposite side of the road. So those are the only ones that would see traffic, any additional traffic. The proposed entrance will be through my driveway. and that keeps them away from the Ewing residence, which is just on the east side of my property and directly north of the proposed property. So as far as cars go, I've had two boys that grew up there and moved out. Both of them took their cars with them. I had a father-in-law live with us for 20-plus years, and he had a car, and he's gone. So I think the net gain is negative one. The tree houses that we intend to build will be kind of luxury properties. We want to build kind of an upscale. They'll be small, but very nice is the intent. We want to attract mature, hopefully considerate clientele. They're not big enough to attract a bunch of people and have parties and be rowdy and loud. It also borders our property and our home. We're going to be one of the closest structures, so we have a lot of incentive to not have bad clientele. Also, because it borders our property, I intend to build something that's not going to take away from our property values. So I don't want to see my house go down in value, and I don't want to do something that's negative to the neighborhood as well. So we don't have any intent of bringing down the neighborhood in any way. And the other thing that I would say is that the bed and breakfast has been doing nightly rentals right beside us for probably 25 years. And I don't think there's been any complaints. We've not had any complaints. Occasionally we had somebody walk up our driveway just out walking, but, you know, it's never been a problem, and we've never had a lot of that. And I don't anticipate that being a problem for, you know, for our neighbors as well.
Any questions of Todd? Question? Do we have anybody signed up to speak on this project? We do have. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I missed you. And I was going to the left, too.
I just want some clarification, I guess. I'm Vicki Allen, and we live 416 South Emery Creek Road, and that is a high bluff. Emery Creek runs right underneath of it, and that's us right there. We have a nice flat piece of ground there, and what I would like to, and I want to thank you guys for taking some time for me, what I would need is a little clarification. He was nice enough to come down and talk to us before we received a letter. And what he said to me is he was going to put a hunting stand up there for special needs. And I said, well, what about bullets and stuff like that? Because we are flat and right down below that. So that's what I need clarification for. I don't mind people hunting and everything, but not above me. And I don't want any guns or shooting because we have family that comes and everything, and we're out in the yard all the time. And that's what I need clarification for. The rest of it, I know his background and everything, and he's a great builder and everything, so I'm sure it's not going to be any junk, you know. But that's what I need. That's what I need to know. I just don't want any hunting at all behind us or above us.
So. Well, I might let him just come back up and address those issues.
That would be great. That would be great.
He can speak to us, but you listen close.
I will.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Vicki. I don't know where that come from, because I have no intention of hunting. I had no intention of a tree stand or a hunting lodge. We just had a misunderstanding. That has never been an intention to do hunting, to have